So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey, and welcome. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So welcome to Monday. This is the Business Growth Show, and I am Dan Latto today, as always. So let's talk about side hustles. We are in lockdown. Everybody seems in lockdown all around the world. We're not in too bad a lockdown here in Spain, I must admit. But one of the things that keeps on coming through is that people are wanting to set up some kind of business, some kind of side hustle. We've also got people who are frustrated with their jobs right now, and there is a lot of change going on right now, and quite rightly so. Now is an opportunity, I think. I know for some people it's like the worst time of their life, but I know when I went through some of the worst times in my life that actually that was some of the best stuff that ever happened to me, because it helped me to change direction and go do something completely different. And this may well be you as well. By the way, I should add that we are also live on Twitch, which is just a bit weird because that's just gamers basically on Twitch. But what the heck, let's go live on Twitch as well. So we're live on Twitch. So if you're watching on Twitch, please say hi and welcome. So let's talk about side hustles. The first thing, first and foremost, is that we're talking about side hustles here. That means it's not your main money generating topic, okay? It's a side hustle. So if you right now have not got a main income stream and you're panicking because you don't know where the money's going to come from, the whole point of a side hustle is that it generates additional income in addition to the money that you're currently earning. So you might be earning $2,000 or $3,000 elsewhere. The whole point of this is to generate 500, 1,000, 1,500 quid every single month. And then you might want to move that to being your full-time main hustle. When you do that, by the way, it opens up a whole world of opportunity, because if you've got a job, that's awesome, by the way. And I used to be one of these just over broke kind of people. I actually think these days having a job is a really good way of you getting out of the rat race. But you can only do that if you're going to actually get a side hustle in place. So let me give you some examples. We call this the money matrix. We've talked about this on previous podcasts. The money matrix looks like this. How much money do you want to actually make on a side hustle? Is it £500? Is it £1,000, £1,500, £2,000? How much is that going to be? And so, okay, let's just go nice and easy. Let's start £500. And so this is the money matrix that I think you need to be looking at. How many clients do you need and what are you going to sell? So for example, you might be running coaching. It might be £50 an hour. So 10 people. So it's an extra 10 hours a month. That will generate £500 a month. That's wonderful. £500 a month is £6,000 a year. That's, 3 years after that is £18,000. That's a deposit on your first buy to let. When people say they can't afford to get into property, it's ridiculous. 10 hours a month, and 10 hours a month is 2.5 hours a weekend, or it's 1.25 hours on a Saturday and 1.25 on a Sunday. Like, are you telling me that you can't do that? Well, I have kids at the weekend. Well, what, between 8 and 9 p.m. at night, you can't work an hour and make 50 quid an hour? Of course you can do that. Or 2 45-minute sessions. So it's an hour and a half at £50 an hour. That will get you a buy-to-let property within 3 years or less. And so that's just £500. But the key for you is you've got to work out how much money do you want to make. So let's say it's £2,000. What's that going to look like? So let's use the same maths, the same money matrix. £2,000 a month is £200 a month times 10 clients, or it's 200 clients times £10, or, excuse me, it's 40 clients times £50, or it's 20 clients times £100. Like, that's your money matrix. It's up to you to work out how much money do you want. What product can you create? So, for example, we've just got a new product. Let me put the link into the new product. We've got a product called the Business Accelerator, and it's a 12-week program. Let me put it in the comment section. We charged £57 for this. And let me also get my calculator. So, like, I can't do the maths, okay? So, £2,000 a month. If we want to make an extra £2,000 a month, we've got to sell 35 copies of that. So that's almost one copy a day. Let's go with one copy a day. 30 times 57 is an extra £1,700 a month.
That's not bad. If we want to make an extra £1,000, we only have to sell 17 copies a month. Like, is that doable? Is that possible? Absolutely. And so let's talk about that as an example. So the business accelerator, for example, at £57 a month, that didn't take too long to actually create. Although it's a 12-week program, you know, we actually created that in 21 days, that program, okay? From initial idea of writing down the training course to actually filming the training course to getting it implemented, the whole lot from start to finish took 21 days. And we are generating income on that. It was released last week on what's called a soft launch rather than a hard launch. A soft launch is where we just release it. A hard launch is where you go, you know, to town with a countdown box and, you know, get everybody to sell it as fast as you can. We don't like doing launches like that. We like doing little launches. And so you should also be contemplating running a little launch. One of the problems with a hard launch, a big launch, is that if it falls flat on its ass, you look like an idiot. With a soft launch, if you get a couple of sales here and there, enabled then to get feedback on the product, then you can improve some of the product and improve it for the next people that buy it and so on. That right there, my friends, is an example of a side hustle. And there's information that you've got right now inside your head that you could use to show people, demonstrate people how to actually do that. Like at £500 a month, okay, if that's your target, let's do this, these numbers. So let's look at some really crazy low numbers. 500 quid a month, a £7 product, okay, 71 people every single month needs to buy that. Like, is that doable? Absolutely, a £7 or a £27 product, we have a number of those. That's 18 of those a month. And by the way, of our £27 product, we sell between double and triple that number every single month. And so the money just comes in. It's a side hustle. Well, I don't even have to think about that product anymore because we created that product in February 12 months ago. And yet here we are still generating between £1,000 and £2,000 every single month just from one of those products. And this is the example of a side hustle. And there's nothing better than a side hustle than you creating some kind of training course. So one of the other ones that we've got is, and I'm going to show you this, it's a training course that shows you how to make a training course. Let me put it in there. There you go. This will show you how to do a training course, create one within 14 days, cost 27 quid, and you could do exactly the same. Like, this stuff is available to everybody. Everybody has an experience or a skill that you can package up in some way and that you can sell. One of the things I've been meaning to do for the last 14 months is actually do a podcast creation, how to get your first podcast created and literally be on a podcast channel within 2 hours. And we're probably going to do that live. Like we're going to record it in less than 2 hours. So you can see from start to finish, and we're going to sell a product like that for like £7. Okay. And you're like, £7. How can you make a lot of money on £7? But the idea is that people buy that one and then they buy something else and then they buy something else. But the second idea here is that you create this product once. And when you create it for once, you've got it then for the rest of your life. You can sell that product literally for the next 10 years and do nothing else than just focus on selling that product. You might need a couple of updates because, of course, you know, like Facebook ads changes, the way that we upload podcasts, that's likely to change in the next few years. Some of the content that we've put in the property sourcing training that we sell lots of products for every single month, that has actually changed, and now we're going to have to go back and redo them. So, like, one of the modules is how to automate some of the marketing tasks. And obviously, you know, the method that we use, that's actually changed now. So we have to update it and do something different. And that's all right. It doesn't take a huge amount of time. It takes maybe an hour a month, an hour every couple of months, but you can keep selling that product. And the idea here, of course, is to get a catalogue of 10, 20, 30, 40 different products that you can sell between £7 and £57 and £97 and £1,000. And this is what happens on your side hustle. This is what happens. You wake up, like I woke up this morning, we had 3 new sales. We had 2 at £27 and we had 1 at £57. So what's that? 54, 57 is £111. Before we've even started work, I've had three meetings already this morning on other businesses that we're doing. But before I've even done that, I've made £111 from the income. We had rent pop in. Obviously, it's the 1st of March today. We had rent that pops in. That's one of my side hustles, is generating income from rent. And actually, for a long time, that used to be my main hustle, because that's all I used to do. Now we run all sorts of different businesses that I choose to work in or not, or I have a team of people that actually work in those businesses, and I just tell them what I want to happen, and they go off and do it. But the only reason I can do that is because all the income that comes in from all the other places actually pays for the team. We took on a new client over the weekend, and that money goes towards paying for that team, which then goes towards me helping create more products, which then generates more cash flow, which enables more team members. And so you can see how this thing replicates itself over and over and over again. And I'm not saying that right now you should be earning £3,000 or £4,000 from these side hustles. That will come eventually. Your job right now is to create a side hustle. It's to generate some sort of income. It could be Shopify. It could be Amazon dropshipping. I looked at that and I really made a decision not to go down that path. I mean, right now over the weekend, for example, we dropped about $1,600 on a LeBron James non-fungible token, which we're going to talk about at some point this week, I'm sure. A non-fungible token is like a baseball card. It's authentic, it's unique, and we dropped $1,600. And it's probably still around the same price point, actually. We're going to pop in and have a look, because it'd be interesting to see. But that is a side hustle. For example, buying unique, rare baseball cards. In this one, it's actually a basketball card, which is an online digital clip. I know it's very confusing for me as well. Let's just have a look and see what they're going for right now. So this was sold at $2,000 before. I picked it up for $1,575. And let me see. Let's have a look and see what these are going for. I think these are going for about £2,000 now. Actually, the last one went for £1,500, and the one before that went for £2,500. So it's going up and down. It's just fluctuating right now, but that's on the way up more than likely once we get into playoffs. That's an example of a side hustle. You don't have to, like, the word hustle, I think, sometimes puts people off, and people think, oh, I need a window cleaning round, and I have to clean the windows, or I have to wash cars or clear snow or mow lawns. I have to do that myself. And that's not what a side hustle should be, because all you're really doing is buying yourself a job. You might as well go get a job at Asda stacking shelves, because you're taking your time. The idea for me on a side hustle is where you do the work but once. So all weekend, I literally spent just hours and hours and hours looking at non-fungible tokens to understand how they work. We invested about $2,000 in that. Now, I expect over the next 12 months that will go up significantly in value. Like, we're talking $10,000. That's the plan. But it might not. It might take longer than that. It might take 3 or 4 years. But eventually, it'll get to $10,000, and at that point, we sold. So let's say it takes 10 years. How much work have I actually put into that? Well, it's just all the work I did this weekend. And so, you know, I put the money in now, and then in 10 years' time, I get the reward. It's like investing in gold. But you don't invest in gold until you've done your research, until you know what and why and how to actually invest in gold. I saw a guy buy some silver last week, and it was an ingot, a 007 ingot, and it looks amazing. It looks really cool. And I asked him how much, and it was like $35 an ounce, I think it was. And the going rate for gold right now, I've not got it up, the going rate for gold is like $24 or $22. So he vastly overpaid by about 30%. That's because he'd not researched it, didn't know what he was doing. You could have just gone onto any Forex exchange and bought gold, any stock exchange, get the indices and buy silver. It was actually not gold. So it's up to you to do the research first. But this is one of the big things I wanted to cover in this session, is that I see people moving straight into a side hustle and giving up their job. And I just think it's one of the worst ideas you could do. Your job is providing stability right now. And if you've got a job just over broke and you hate that job, I think you should stay in that job. And that's exactly what I did. Because at one point, my side hustle was buying properties and renting them out and refurbishing them and selling them. That used to be my side hustle. My main hustle, I used to work at Dell. I was on 100 grand a year. I was going to see, you know, 15 appointments up and down the country. Couldn't get to them on time. I had a couple of near misses in the car where I nearly died. Two particular accidents. One was really bad where I was going sideways towards a tree and actually thought I was going to get cut in half by this tree. And the car lifted up on its side and it was on like a 45 degree angle on its side. And I got out and checked everything was still there. And I was amazed that I was still alive. And it's like, you know, I was desperate to get out of that job, but I didn't leave that job just to go into nothing and hope I would create a side hustle. I'd created the side hustle. I left that job before I turned 30 and I started the side hustle 3.5 years before that. And that's what you should be doing as well. So if you hate your job right now and you hate your boss right now, I hated mine back then, going back 22 years, 19 years ago. I hated my job back then. I hated my boss. I hated working for Dell. But I used that as my motivation and my power and my inspiration to go out and create a side hustle so that eventually I could leave a full-time job. And that's what I did. But listen to me now. This is really important. If you leave that job too early, I couldn't have bought property because I needed the pay slips to show to the mortgages company that I could actually afford them. And I had to keep doing that until I was able to earn enough money myself. And so they could then see my tax returns to be able to see that I could still do that and still get access to mortgages. It's a really big mistake I see too many people making far too often is that they suddenly decide to leave their job too early to work on a side hustle. And then they end up with no money left, especially in property, by the way. I know this is not a property session, but in property, this is what I see people do. They buy 3 or 4 properties and that pays them £2,000 a month or whatever it's going to be. And then they leave work going, well, I've got £2,000 a month. Brilliant. Because that's their living expenses covered. And then the boiler goes and a tenant doesn't pay rent, but then doesn't move out. So then you've got all these legal costs. You've got repairs that you still have to do. And you've got no rental income coming in and the boiler's on the blink. Now, where's the money going to come from? And they've got no money. And they go bust. And so this should be like a 3 or a 4 step process. Step one, find a job. If you hate it, great. You'll be even more inspired to work on your side hustle when you go home. And this is what I did. I used to work 60 hour weeks at Dell, traveling up and down the country. And then when I finished my 60 hour weeks, I would spend 20 hours a week working on my property. And people would go, well, it's all right for you because you had all this spare time. Dude, I didn't have spare time. I was working 60 hour weeks. I was still going out with the lads, going out drinking. And, you know, I was 26 to 30 then. That was like kind of what we did in those days, how times have changed. But that's what we did. And I would generate enough income to then go and work on my side hustle, which was property. And then I would generate enough income in property to leave my main job. That's the step 2 or 3 or 4 step process. Number one, find the job. If you hate it, great. Number two, start a side hustle or 2 or 3 or 4. Number three, make more money from your side hustle and move that money over to your job. Move that money so that you're making more than your job, I should say, and then you can leave your job. So then step 4 is number 1, or A, I should say, it's a subsection, number 4, A, is create a product, sell it for £7. The next one's create another product, sell that for £27. Create another product, sell that one for £57. Create another product, £100. Sell that one. The next product would be a coaching product. The next product would be a group coaching product and so on and so on and so on. The next product would be a weekend product for £500. And so what you're building here is you're building a value ladder with all these different things that you can then sell at a later point in time. So you might sell today a £7 product and someone turns up on your weekend course. And then tomorrow you might sell 18 £27 courses. And then the next day you might sell one £57 course. You never know what's going to come in because you've got all these different things that are going out on your side hustle that are then coming in and flowing into your business. Then you can start building up a team. Then you can get a web designer and a content creator and a video editor and an image editor. Then you can improve the quality of what you're doing. But it has to be this stepping stone methodology of creating a side hustle that's going to then generate enough income so that you can actually leave your job. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful for you. There's tons of really good content in there. And it's like it needs you to sit back, maybe re-listen to this and go back in. We go really fast in these, and this is just like an intro as to what we actually do and some of the content that we do on some of our paid products, which is amazing, right? And you should go buy those paid products because the content in there is even better. But this is not a sales thing. This is about, you know, giving people advice and inspiration so that they actually can go out and start to make some money themselves. Anyway, today is Monday. We're live again on Wednesday. We will talk about property at 12 noon. Come and join me for that. Other than that, have yourself a good couple of days, but go and think about what side hustle you're going to make. And if you get inspired by this, come into my private Facebook group. Come and find me on Facebook and let me know how that's going. Other than that, have yourselves a good couple of days and we'll speak to you soon. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.